Okay, treasurer's report.
Thank you. Just a few quick items tonight. One, to give you an update on where we are with our annual audit. The Julian and Grube, our CPA, has finished the gap conversion and is submitting our financials to the state by midnight tonight. So they'll be, get in tonight, and then we will finalize our audit over the next few weeks as our CAFR is due by the end of December. So that's going along very, very well. We've had the Ohio Auditors, Auditors of State Office on site for quite a few weeks beforehand, doing all of our compliance work. Now they're going through and editing, or I'm sorry, auditing the financials, and we'll, should have everything wrapped up by the last week of December. So that's going well. What you may see released here, I got some notices of audits being released earlier this evening. We have gone through a couple supplemental audits this year as well. Under Ohio law, once every 3 years, we're required to be audited on our compliance, our financial compliance, and enrollment in the state teachers' retirement system and the school employees' retirement system, STRS and SERS. And it's an additional hurdle that we're required to go through to ensure that we're correctly reporting our employees' retirement information to the appropriate retirement system. For instance, I'm in SERS, Scott would be in STRS. We don't want to report his information to SERS and mine to STRS. You know, so some of it's just compliance, making sure we're reporting the right information, we're collecting the right amount and submitting the correct amounts to the retirement system. You know, so we went through that on both of those two systems. I'm happy to report they both came back very clean. We had no issues whatsoever on both of those audits. So those have been submitted to the state, reviewed by the state, and I believe they'll be released here within the next few days. So if you do see something about that, I have reviewed it. Yeah, you've seen the email from it. Yep.
Yeah.
So there's no reason to have any concern on those. So I'm very happy with that. To throw a couple things out for you, as one of the things I'd like to get on the in front of you and on your mind here is we're at that time of year where we're going to be setting our January organizational meeting. So if not tonight, but over the next couple of weeks, I would like to have that meeting date and time set by the December 11th meeting that we have our next board meeting. So if you could start looking at your calendars and seeing what may work for you. We are required to have that meeting no later than the 15th of the month. So I would ask that we, you know, the little bit earlier the better. I do have to have the board approve a tax budget by the 15th, and I need to submit that to the county by the 15th. So a little earlier would be most helpful for me. And also at that organizational meeting, I was notified by Porter Public Library that they're going to be seeking a levy renewal. It's just a renewal, but under the structure of a school district library, which Porter Public is, those type of decisions come through not only their board, but also this board, as this board is ultimately the governance over the library. So they have gone through, and I believe they've done at least one of their approvals so far. I know they've done one. I don't think they've done their two required approvals through their own board, but they will need your approval as well. And Jana from the library had asked me if we could put that on the January organizational or that special meeting after the organizational meeting that we typically have had. So just be aware of that. They will make a presentation to the board when that comes before the board, and we'll get that information to you as soon as it's all certified on their end. Just make sure you're aware of that, that they're looking to do that in, I believe, in the May election of 2018. Beyond that, I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and really looking forward to a nice holiday season, as we've got kind of a long one between Thanksgiving and Christmas this year. So I just hope that you guys have a wonderful holiday season. I can move into the recommendations. Sure. Now, if you don't have any other questions. All right. I just have two on the resolution tonight. This is, other than the audit, it's a quiet time of year. The first one is then and now. We have four then and nows. One you'll see is for ice melt that we had ordered once it became available which is, it's stored off-site, so it just, the timing of it just didn't match up. We have some suburban school transportation. There's some supplemental or additional transportation services that we contract with an outside company. And then we have two for STRS and SCRS, some reimbursement payments that came in from a third-party companies that we use, specifically for OT and PT, occupational therapy and physical therapy. They pay us, and then we pay the retirement system. So they're normally you don't see those, but because of, they combined a couple of months, it went over the $3,000 mark that we do require to come before the board. The second recommendation or resolution I have before the board tonight is a change in our voluntary supplemental insurance coverage. So a couple things I just want to point out again is voluntary. Okay, this is, does not affect the district's insurance, life insurance, or any contractual obligations that we have. Okay, supplemental. Okay, this is offered to employees solely as supplemental insurance, meaning if they would like to pick up extra life insurance or disability insurance. They do cancer policies. There's a number of different policies that the companies have offered. Over the past several years, or more than several years, we've used American Fidelity as the provider of supplemental services, as well as our administrator of our flexible spending accounts, so the FSA accounts, allowable under the IRS rules. By offering the flexible spending accounts, by offering the supplemental insurance, we are able to offer the flexible spending accounts to our employees at no cost. Over the past few years, you know, we've just looked at if there are better options, and Brady Sheets has been very good about researching different options, and we're asking the board here to switch our supplemental insurance provider from American Fidelity to Aflac. And Aflac then would contract with a company named Maestro Health, who would be the flexible spending account administrator. Again, this does not change any contractual obligations of the board. This is not health insurance. This is not our contractually obligated life insurance term policies that we offer, okay? This is supplemental voluntary insurance, and it has no impact on the financials of the district. There is no cost to the employee or the employer, so there's no cost to us or our employees. By offering those supplemental voluntary benefits, they provide the FSA. Obviously, if an employee chooses to pick up a supplemental policy, that's their choice, and then they would pay for that. But there is no cost to the district for any of this involved. Furthermore, Aflac, through the contracts, providing an additional system for us called Bentec. It's a benefit administration system to help streamline and provide better accuracy through our benefits that we do offer in the district, our contractually obligated term life insurance, as well as our benefit enrollment, annual benefit enrollment into our medical or health plans. So it's a nice added benefit for us. We think that it will be a good transition. We feel this will have very little impact on our employees. Brady's been very good, or Mr. Sheets been very good about meeting with our bargaining units to explain this change and work with them and try to have as little impact as possible and offer better better opportunities for our employees. So that's why we're bringing it before the board tonight. We would ask for your consideration and approval.
So will we get to see the Aflac duck?
You know, one of the employees in my office has asked, she doesn't care about any changes as long as she gets a little stuffed duck, but we haven't seen it yet. So
are there current employees using American Fidelity? Is that right?
We have current employees who are using American Fidelity, that's correct.
And what will happen to those kind of?
So what we've agreed to is, certainly there's what we're seeing is there are benefits to employees to switch from American Fidelity to Aflac for lower cost premiums, okay? So we feel a good majority of our employees will switch from American Fidelity to Aflac. There are some cases, if you've been here 20 years and you picked up a whole life policy 20 years ago, they probably can't match the prices because, quite frankly, you're just 20 years older, and life insurance obviously goes up, you know, as we get older. So in that case, we've agreed that we will take employee deductions, payroll deductions, for 1 year to help through that transition period. And then they're able to keep their policies with American Fidelity. After that 1 year period, they would just pay them directly. So it'd be just as if you would pick up insurance from, you know, an independent broker, you would just write the check to the company. They would then do the same thing. Again, we're trying to minimize the impact on the employee. So first year, we'll cover, we'll do the payroll deduction to help them transition. But after that, they can continue the policy, and it would just be directly with American Fidelity.
The contract remains the same.
It does.
Do you want it separate?
No, I'm good with combining the two, if you're good with that.
Okay, is there a motion to approve items 4A and B?
So moved.
Second.
Any further discussion? Questions?
SST, Suburban School Transportation, we use that often?
I think I'm going to defer a little bit to Mr. Kosovar. My understanding of it is we use it for some fill-in, and then I think we might have a couple supplemental routes that we have on it.
Contracts, right, but they're one of our vendors that we'll use. We'll try to spread it around as possible, but they are in the area, and they do provide transportation.
Okay.
Any more questions?
I have one last thing. Is the change in insurance coverage revenue neutral?
It is. There's no impact because there's no cost to the district.
Okay.
Neither with American Fidelity, who currently is, or Aflac. It will not affect us as an employer financially in any way. We feel that when we're reviewing some of the policies and the pricing between the two companies, we think it'll actually benefit the employee if they choose to pick up a policy with Aflac. Again, that's a big if. It's totally voluntary. You know, it's just an supplemental employment employee benefits.
Thank you.
Do you have an idea of like percentages, how many of the overall employees take advantage of the supplementals?
There's a decent number because we do offer a good amount or a wide, you know, variety of different policies. Again, people impacted are going to be anyone who participates in the flexible spending accounts. Flexible spending accounts are set up through the IRS where you can, you know, and this is available for anybody. You know, this is not a school specific program. This is through employers. Okay. But it's under, I believe it's section 125 of the IRS code.
To clarify, I think I meant just the supplemental insurance programs.
Well, yeah, and again, employers often offer supplemental insurance. So anyone in our FSA or who picks up any of the cancer plans, accident insurance, disability insurance, you know, it's an interesting. I also feel meeting with the broker we're using that Mr. Sheets was able to find, you know, I believe is going to provide a little better education to our employees as well. A good example is for most of our employees, long-term disability isn't really a benefit, okay? Under the retirement programs of STRS and SERS, where after 5 years, employees are already eligible for long-term disability. And under 99% of all long-term disability plans is that if a retirement system like a Social Security disability or in this case, STRS or SERS would kick in, your benefit is reduced by what you're collecting through that retirement system. So they may be paying for a plan thinking that it will have a benefit to them that may never. So we feel it's really going to benefit the employees through education, also some better pricing. But education, I think, will be a big benefit to them in realizing what they're paying for and how it will benefit, and if there are other ways that will benefit them through things that they already have through STRS and SERS.
Okay. Okay, roll call, please.
Winter?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay. Superintendent's recommendation.
Okay, I'm only going to read a couple of them. First, as always, the resolution to accept gifts and donations. We have a donation from 84 Lumber Company, Maggie Hardy McGurko, donated $1,400 to the Tech Mates Club at Westlake High School, which will be used for awards for the 21st annual Student Model Home Design Contest. Carrie Berkey donated $50 to Westside Connections. Antonetta Bacardi donated $250 to Westside Connections. Peter and Sadra Bouley donated $50 to West Side Connections. Celebrate Westlake donated $2,500 to Leadership Challenge at Westlake High School. Cuyahoga County Board of Developmental Disability donated a surplus of preschool equipment, including one two-person swing, two easels, one small pacer, one medium pacer, five chairs with arms, and 16 chairs to the Westlake Early Childhood Program at Hilliard Elementary School. Mary Duffy donated $50 to Westside Connections at Westlake High School. John Finucane donated the cost to ship school supplies, which were donated by Sarah Reichert's students to Houston, Texas. The Jolliffe family donated one, oh boy, Gemmehart flute and one conductor silver trumpet to the band department at Lee Bernison Middle School. Mary Newman donated $220 to Westside Connections. Faith Rossilli donated $50 to Westside Connections. And Stick to Your Buns Bakery donated an assortment of cookies to each of the Westlake School District school buildings to show appreciation for staff members. So we'd like to thank everybody.
We've got one more as well.
There's one more? Oh my gosh, I missed it.
It's Westlake Music Boosters.
Oh, Westlake Music Boosters, sorry. Donated a Fox Renard bassoon to the band department at Lee Bernison. I thought that was going to the high school, but donated it to the schools. But yes, so there are a lot of donations there, and we thank everybody for that. Couple I just want to go through. I will talk about B, and that's a resolution to approve our gifted handbook. The board did receive this previously to be able to go through it. If there are any questions, Kathy Maxwell is here and would love to talk about the gifted handbook. But if you do have questions, she would be able to answer that for you. Skipping through, we have supplemental contracts as well as FMLA. We also have the resolution to approve the interim principal at Lee Bernison Middle School, which we discussed earlier. And the other item I wanted to point out, we have translation and interpretive services. I believe we have two different motions on there for the same person. And we do know that that's the same person we're approving twice, but they are being paid out of different federal grants. So they will be on there twice. Other than that, they're pretty boilerplate as far as this time of year. Obviously, supplemental contracts for upcoming seasons. That's about it.
Do you want the gift separate then?
Yeah, if we could, if you don't mind, doing 5A separate,
okay.
And then 5B through M.
Okay.
Okay.
Is there a motion to approve item 5A?
So moved.
Second.
Further discussion at all?
Just thanks to everyone for all of their contributions to the schools.
Ditto. Okay, roll call.
Kraft?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Winter?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, is there a motion to approve items 5B through 5M?
So moved.
Second.
Further questions or discussion?
I know we've had conversations about supplemental contracts in the past, and as we look at the supplemental contracts, I assume we're very comfortable with the way that these are presented, and we feel comfortable moving forward with them.
Yes.
Awesome. Anyone else? Roll call, please.
Winter?
Yes.
Stoll?
Yes.
Finucane?
Yes.
Kraft?
Yes.
Lozinski?
Yes.
Motion carries.
Okay, and that brings us up to our second hearing of the public, which can be on anything within reason that you choose to discuss. Just please come up to the podium, state your name and address.
We've cleared out the place.
Yeah.
Yes.
We are that excited.
I think the last students holding all the sheets to sign.
Yeah, right.
Well done, well done.
Okay, and seeing no one come forward then, we have board comments.